Welcome to today's Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. This week, we continue to showcase the amazing world-class healthcare that's available to us here in Erie at UPMC Hammett. Today, we're joined by Ben Homan, Doctor of Physical Therapy at the UPMC Rehab Institute. Ben, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Ben, I'll tell you what, let's jump right in. Can you tell us all about the path that led you to UPMC Rehab Institute?
Absolutely, I'd love to. So I went to physical therapy school here at Gannon and was lucky enough to have two of my clinical rotations within the Institute here in Erie. Kind of got familiar with the system, got familiar with the people that were here. Really impressed me as a student, you know, the dedication that the staff had to the patients and bettering themselves as clinicians. So it was a pretty seamless process after I graduated in the spring of 2022 and came on board in June of 2022 and have been here ever since.
Well, Ben, that sounds like a fantastic start to a career. Can you describe the different areas of specialty within physical therapy?
Sure. So, you know, I am more in the orthopedic realm of physical therapy, which is typically what someone thinks of when they hear physical therapy. So, for example, I see a lot of people post-surgically, you know, whether that's a knee replacement, hip replacement, back surgery, neck surgery. I see a lot of people with just general pain, you know, pain in the neck, pain in the back, ankle sprains, things of that nature. And that's the branch of physical therapy that most people are very familiar with. However, there are a lot of different branches that a lot of people don't know about. So at the clinic I work at, we have a pair of neurologic specialists, and they work with people that have more neurologic conditions such as strokes, Parkinson's disorder, balance issues, dizziness, vertigo, things of that nature. So that's a huge part of what we do here at the Institute. Another big one that a lot of people are unaware of is we have a women's health program, and that is dealing with a lot more, and not just women's and men's health program, where they deal with a lot more bowel and bladder issues, incontinence, leakage, things of that nature. So they see a lot of women postpartum, you know, after pregnancy. They see a lot of people that maybe had a bladder or a colon condition where they're now having issues using the bathroom, having leakage, having accidents, things of that nature, where they can really get that quality of life back. And that's a part of physical therapy that I don't think a lot of people know about. And there's a big need for it here in town. So that's a huge, huge part of what we do here. We also have a couple lymphedema specialists. That's another branch of physical therapy that is, you know, kind of, I would think, underserved and underappreciated. So we also have a few people in town that are certified McKenzie specialists. So they work really well with the spine. So whether we're talking neck or low back, we have a couple of sports physical therapists that specialize more in, you know, post-op sports injuries, you know, ACL tears, rotator cuff surgeries, things of that nature. So, you know, as you heard, there's a wide branch of options out there for folks that need some help.
Ben, I'll tell you what, you're certainly giving me an education. I had no idea of all of the conditions that are treated at the UPMC Rehab Institute. It's got to be very rewarding what you do in helping people get back on their feet. I think you said you deal with a lot of knee replacements and so forth. That's got to be rewarding on a lot of levels.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, us PTs have a saying, it's great to change lives, but it's even better to change the quality of lives. And that's what we get to do here. You know, we get to see people from the start where, you know, maybe they had a big part of their life taken away from an injury or whatever it was. And we get to see them through the entire process to where we get them back to doing what they're used to doing or more. And like you said, that's one of the best things about it is when you see all the work come to fruition at the end, and you know, we're happy, patients are happy. It's a very, very rewarding career, that's for sure.
Ben, can you talk about some of the other benefits of physical therapy? And then a two-part question. In addition to the benefits of physical therapy, can you talk about the typical duration that you may treat someone who had a knee replacement?
Sure. Yeah. So I think, you know, one of the huge benefits of physical therapy that maybe isn't talked about enough is just the amount of time that you get to spend around the practitioner that's with you. So, you know, we've all been to doctor's offices and it's busy, right? You know, it's, you don't get to spend a full hour with a practitioner usually. Coming to physical therapy, generally we spend between 45 minutes to 60 minutes with our patients. So not only are we getting, what are your issues? What's going on? We also have the time to explore, you know, what do those issues mean to you? For example, not only maybe I have knee pain after a knee replacement, that's one thing, but it's a whole other thing when, hey, this knee pain is preventing me from playing with my grandchildren or hiking at the peninsula or going to 8 Great Tuesdays, any of these great Erie events that we have. So when we have this extra time, we get a chance to understand not only what the condition is, but why it's so important to get them better from it. And it really helps kind of build the relationship between provider and patient that helps us be collaborative and really focus in on what the patient really, really needs and what they're really, really focused on getting back to. And that's what, you know, they buy in right away because, you know, they see the why behind what we're doing and there's always an end goal. So I think that's a beautiful, beautiful part of it. So generally with a post-op patient, knee replacement, hip replacement, generally it's anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks. And there can be some give and take in there. But the process, you know, most people we see is anywhere from 1 month to 3 months, depending on what the condition is that they have. And generally it starts out, again, if we're using knee replacement as an example, they come in, we teach them a lot of the things that are going to help them regain their range of motion first. And then once the pain settles down, once they get their range of motion back, we start working into the more high level things, strength building, practicing what it would be like to hike at the peninsula, bending down to, you know, play with their grandkids, walking up and down hills, things of that nature. So it starts out kind of this broad approach of trying to look at what their deficits are. As those deficits improve, we start to tailor that more to the specificity of what they need to get back to.
I've got to imagine that with a 45 to 60 minute visit, you're seeing this patient multiple times, so trust is developed. And once again, we've used the term rewarding, but that really does sound rewarding. You really get to know the patient.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's one of those things, you know, I'll see patients out and about in the community and they run up and they give you a hug, right? And it's because you start to learn not only about their knee, but you know their kids' names, you know what their kids do. They learn about my life. So they're asking me about things that's going on with me. And it's almost like, you know, you build this professional relationship, but also outside of it, you know, you really get to know a person. And that's huge in any kind of healthcare setting, is having that trust, having that rapport with somebody, and the ability to do that when you get to spend 45 minutes to an hour with them a couple days a week. I mean, that's just unmatched when it comes to the medical field. So that's where I think, you know, having that time, being able to learn about the person, why things matter to them, is so important, because really you can tell when people really appreciate it when you get the time to understand them, not only about their knee or their hip, but how it affects their life. It's a beautiful thing.
Can you walk us through a first-time visit and what a patient will experience at the UPMC Rehabilitation Institute?
Absolutely. So first-time visit, they'll come in, you know, they'll have some paperwork to fill out, and building this trust starts with the front office staff that we have at the Institute here and at all of our clinics. They're phenomenal. So front office staff kind of preps them for the appointment. You know, they hand them their paperwork. They ask them about their condition, what's going on. Then a physical therapist will come back and they'll take the patient to the room. And the big thing with the first visit is just getting a sense of what has led us to where we are and getting an understanding of what the patient's issue is, whether it's pain, weakness, lack of range of motion, X, Y, and Z. And then what will happen is the physical therapist will do an evaluation where, again, if it's a post-operative case, they're looking more for, you know, what deficits do you have? If it's not postoperative, you know, you're coming in just for neck pain, back pain, knee pain, they're actually going to go through and they're going to investigate using questions, using different tests and measures, try to get a sense of what's going on and try to figure out how they can best help. And again, we go back to talking about being patient-centered and goal-oriented. The big thing we ask every single patient when they come in, you know, what is your main goal with therapy? Because we may have an idea that, you know, they want to get their knees stronger, and that's great. But their main goal may be, hey, I want to dance with my daughter at her wedding in 2 weeks. So that hones back in on the importance of the why behind things. And that's amazing. So once we find out, you know, the patient goals, once we do our evaluation where we get a sense of what's going on, then we come up with a plan of care to help address and kind of bridge that gap between where the patient is right now and where they want to be. And again, generally over the course of somewhere between 4 to 8 weeks is when that happens. When we get in, you know, and again, deficits, where we're at, where we need to be, come up with a plan to bridge that gap and eventually get over the hump.
Ben, in doing research for our interview today, I went to the UPMC Rehab Institute website, and you just gave me the perfect segue because I kept on seeing the term patient-centered goal. Can you explain that concept and what it means to you?
Yeah, 100%. You know, again, patient-centered goal. We got to remember this. The reason that we do this is to get the patient where they need to be, right? So there's this big push in healthcare as a whole towards patient-centered goals and patient-provider relationship, right? So where it comes down to patient-centered goals is we want them to have an opportunity to participate in the decision-making in their care. So it's not where, you know, they come in and we just look at them and we tell them exactly what to do and they have no part in it. It's more, the key word there is collaboration, where, hey, they have this goal and we take everything into account with their life and their needs and what they need to do and what they, you know, what other things are happening in their life. And we work as a team to kind of get them towards that goal and to stay on track. So I tell a patient all the time, a nice phrase I like to use is, hey, you have the keys to the bus with how this goes. So if something's not working, communicate that to me and we can adjust. Rather than if it's, you know, a clinician-centered goal where the clinician would have the keys and they're making all the decisions, it kind of puts things back in the patient's hands and it gives them a sense of responsibility and it gives them a sense of meaning in their care. And it gives them, you know, it helps them make decisions. It helps them feel more in control of what's happening with them. And that can be a really good spot for a patient to be in. And they really appreciate that.
We're speaking with Ben Homan, Doctor of Physical Therapy at the UPMC Rehab Institute. Ben, what are the most common conditions do you see daily at the UPMC Rehabilitation Institute?
So the most common conditions I would say that I see are joint replacement surgeries. So we talked about knees and hips are the ones that most people are aware of. What some people may not know is they're also doing total shoulder replacements. So we see a few of those once in a while. They do total elbow replacements. Those are more rare. They even go as far as doing thumb joint replacements. So that's something a lot of people don't know, but it happens once in a while. So those are very common. We see post-shoulder surgeries where somebody has a rotator cuff injury or a labrum tear. Those are very common. The other big chunk of patients that I see on a daily basis are your general aches and pains. So, you know, common thing, you know, springtime, winter or summertime comes around and everyone goes out in their garden. So, you know, come May, come June, we get a big influx of low back pain patients or sciatica patients, people with, you know, pain running down their leg. So that's a very, very common one that we see. Another big thing, you know, wintertime, shoveling, people hurt their back shoveling. People realize once the wintertime comes and they're walking around on the ice that maybe their balance isn't as great as they thought it was. So we see a lot of balance patients towards the wintertime as well. So I would say that that makes up the biggest chunk of what I see occasionally. We'll even treat people for headaches. You know, a lot of people, I think, realize the neck pain component of physical therapy, but maybe are not as informed about how physical therapy can even treat something such as a headache.
Why is it vital to build a quality relationship with your provider?
I think the biggest reason why it's so vital is just to have that trust. Again, if you can get to know somebody over the course of a few weeks and spend a lot of time with them, there's going to be a lot more trust in when you're giving them advice, right? And they're able to take that advice and accept that advice. When they trust you, you know, they're going to be much more willing to be compliant with what you're asking them to do. And on their side, the importance of building a quality relationship with your provider is that, hey, you know, not only within this course of injury, can you know that your provider is hearing what you're saying? Can you know that they have your best interest in mind? Can you know that if they're somebody that can't treat the condition that you have, can you trust that they're going to get you somewhere that can treat that condition? Because like we can't help every single patient that walks through our door. And there are times where physical therapy may not be the best place for them, right? They may need a referral to go somewhere else. So a big part of building that trust is just knowing that regardless of what happens and regardless of the success within the physical therapy realm, you know, that provider is going to be able to get you the help that you need and point you in the right direction.
Makes complete sense. Ben, where are Erie's UPMC Rehabilitation Institute locations?
So we have 7 throughout the Erie area here. We have 1 in Harbor Creek. We have 1 on the Upper East Side of Erie on Pine Avenue. We have 1 downtown at the Sports Medicine Office on 2nd and Peach. We have a new facility on 26th and Zook. We have a facility in Fairview. We have a facility on Westlake Road. And we have a facility on Peninsula Drive. So we have 7 kind of spread out throughout town. So regardless of geographical location, there should be at least 1 clinic within relatively close driving distance.
Now, Ben, if someone is interested in learning more about the services offered at the UPMC Rehabilitation Institutes, where would they go to do that?
So you mentioned our website earlier. So our website is upmc.com/services/rehab/rehab-institute. And that is where you can find a lot of information about the providers that we have, the locations that we have, and the services that we offer.
We've been speaking with Ben Homan, Doctor of Physical Therapy at the UPMC Rehabilitation Institute. As always, Ben, you have the final word on Business Spotlight. In closing, anything else you would like to mention about the unmatched level of care available at the UPMC Rehab Institute?
I would just like to say, you know, that the clinicians at UPMC Rehab Institute, they're dedicated to the patients. They're dedicated to getting themselves better every day as far as doing continuing education, staying on top of the latest research, the latest technology. So they really are, they have a commitment to the patient, doing the right thing, and ultimately, like I mentioned earlier, improving the quality of lives of everyone that walks through the door here at the Institute.
Thanks again to our guest today, Ben Homan, Doctor of Physical Therapy at the UPMC Rehabilitation Institute. Join us next week at the same time when we'll be talking to another great Erie business on Money Radio WPSE's Business Spotlight.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, presents another episode of Barron Talks.